Yo, listen up, here's the Dutch's rap. Trump and Musk, they got the plan. Big balls in the band, no shit to cut the slack. Bureaucracy, we're taking it back.
All right, welcome back to the Daily Dosh Report. You know how we do it here.
Cut through the BS.
Get to the facts.
And hold those in power accountable.
You got it. So today, we're going deep.
Deep.
Into the swamp.
Oh.
Of government bureaucracy.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
It's murky.
It is murky. And this is a place where
common sense goes to die.
Yeah. And taxpayer dollars, they just vanish.
Poof. Like interns on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Gone.
So imagine this.
Okay.
We're your AI detectives.
Ooh, I like this.
Flashlights in hand.
I got mine.
Ready to expose the waste and inefficiency.
Lurking in the shadows.
Of the federal government.
I love it.
And the case we're cracking open today through the labyrinth of government waste.
Making sure we follow the money trail wherever it leads.
Even if it takes us straight to the doorstep of
a certain political party.
That rhymes with Democrats.
That's right.
We're not afraid to name names on this show.
After all, we're on episode 8 now.
And our loyal listeners know we're all about holding those in power accountable.
And speaking of accountability,
have we got a story for you today?
No, you bet we do.
Buckle up, folks.
Because we're about to dive deep into the world of the data Republican.
Yeah, a true American hero who's using the power of AI to expose the kind of government waste that would make even a socialist blush.
This digital warrior is single-handedly taking on the swamp.
Armed with nothing but a laptop and some serious coding skills.
And get this.
She's already caught the attention of the Doge father himself.
Elon Musk.
But we'll get to that later.
First, let's talk numbers.
You ready for this?
The Data Republican estimates that over $100 billion.
Yes, that's billion with a B.
Of taxpayer money is being wasted or stolen every year.
$100 billion.
I knew those swamp creatures were slippery, but
that's a whole lot of greenbacks disappearing down the drain.
That's enough to build a wall.
Several times over.
Don't even get me started on the wall.
You're right, it's a staggering amount.
And it really begs the question.
How is so much money just vanishing?
That's where things get interesting.
This isn't some amateur sleuthing operation.
The Data Republican is a bona fide database scientist and kernel engineer.
Could you break that down for our listeners who might not be fluent in tech speak?
You got it.
Basically.
She's a coding ninja who can slice and dice through massive data sets that would make a normal person's head explode.
We're talking about the kind of data that's buried deep within government systems.
The kind they hope nobody ever bothers to look at.
The kind of data that reveals exactly where all those taxpayer dollars are going.
And more importantly, who's getting rich off them.
Bingo.
And here's the kicker.
A lot of this data is technically public.
But it's buried under mountains of bureaucratic jargon and hidden in databases that are about as user-friendly as a tax audit.
So it's like they're trying to hide it in plain sight.
Knowing that nobody has the time or expertise to decipher it.
But the Data Republican.
She's got the skills to crack the code and expose the truth.
Exactly.
She's basically weaponizing AI to fight bureaucratic bloat and shine a light on the shadowy corners of government spending.
And she's finding some pretty shocking stuff.
It's shocking.
But not surprising.
I've always said.
If you want to find something scandalous, just follow the money.
So what kind of dirt has our digital Sherlock Holmes dug up so far?
Well, one of the things that really caught my eye was her investigation into the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health.
You know, the folks who are supposed to be funding groundbreaking medical research?
Yeah, those guys.
I've always wondered what they do with all that money.
Besides, you know, studying the mating habits of fruit flies or whatever.
Well, it turns out they were funding some.
Shall we say, interesting projects?
The Data Republican uncovered a bunch of grants for studies in China.
Which, let's be honest, is not exactly known for its ethical research practices.
Sounds like someone needs to remind the NIH that American taxpayer dollars should be funding American research, not propping up the communist regime.
Couldn't agree more.
And then there were the grants for various gender-related projects.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Don't tell me they were funding another study on how to make men cry or something.
Let's just say some of these grants raised eyebrows.
Even among the folks who usually defend this kind of spending.
The DOG.
The Department of Government Efficiency.
For those just tuning in.
Ended up canceling these grants and saving taxpayers millions.
Thank goodness for the DOGE.
They were like the Ghostbusters of government waste.
Who are you going to call?
Exactly.
But that's not all.
The Data Republican also helped expose some serious waste in IT spending.
Remember the USGSA?
The General Services Administration.
those are the folks responsible for, well, basically everything the government buys.
Oh, yeah, the USGSA.
Those guys could misplace a paperclip in a shoebox.
Well, turns out they were also wasting millions on unused software licenses and redundant products.
Thanks to the Data Republicans' work, the USGSA managed to save $9.6 million a year just by cutting the fat.
$9.6 million.
That's chump change compared to the $100 billion we're talking about.
This swamp is deeper than we thought.
But I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg.
You're right.
This is just a taste of what the Data Republican is capable of uncovering.
And trust me, things are about to get a whole lot more interesting.
Oh, I can't wait.
But before we dive into the really juicy stuff,
let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor.
Don't touch that dial, folks. And we're back, folks.
Did you grab your popcorn?
Because the Data Republican story is about to take a turn.
That would make even Nancy Pelosi clutch her pearls.
That's right.
Remember that $100 billion in wasted taxpayer money we talked about? She's not just finding random instances of waste.
She's starting to connect the dots.
And what she's finding is a systemic pattern of corruption.
That goes straight to the top.
Systemic corruption, huh?
Sounds like the swamp is even swampier than we thought.
You can say that again.
The Data Republican has turned her attention
to those oh-so-cozy relationships
between politicians and the organizations they fund.
She's calling it the People Connection Project.
And it's basically like mapping out the swamp's food chain.
So she's showing us who's eating who in the swamp.
I knew there was a reason I always felt queasy after watching C-SPAN.
It's not pretty.
Remember those questionable NIH grants we talked about?
Well, imagine finding out that the congressman who championed those grants also happens to sit on the board of the organization that received the funding.
Hold on.
You're telling me these politicians are voting to give taxpayer money to organizations they're personally involved with?
That's not just swampy.
That's straight up unethical.
It certainly raises a lot of questions, doesn't it?
And that's just one example.
The Data Republican is digging deeper.
Looking for connections between politicians, lobbyists, NGOs.
You name it.
It's like she's untangling a giant web of influence peddling and self-dealing.
It's enough to make you wonder if any decisions in Washington are made without some kind of backroom deal involved.
But let's be real.
Exposing this kind of stuff can't be easy.
These swamp creatures are powerful.
And they don't like being exposed.
Oh, absolutely.
The Data Republican has talked about the personal risks she's facing.
She's had to change her whole life.
Be extra careful about her security.
It's like she's living in a real-life spy thriller.
Wow, that takes some serious guts.
But it sounds like she's driven by a sense of duty.
A mission to expose the truth no matter the cost.
She is a true patriot.
She's standing up for the American people.
For our right to know how our hard-earned tax dollars are being spent.
And who's benefiting from it.
You know.
It's easy to get cynical about politics these days.
But then someone like the Data Republican comes along.
And she reminds us that there are still people out there who are fighting the good fight.
She's a shining example of what one person can do when they have the courage to stand up to the swamp.
And who knows, maybe her work will inspire others to follow in her footsteps.
No, that's a thought that gives me hope.
Imagine an army of data warriors.
Armed with algorithms and a passion for transparency.
Taking on the swamp and draining it for good.
It's a beautiful vision, isn't it?
But even if it doesn't spark a full-blown revolution.
The Data Republican's work is already making a difference.
She's exposing the truth.
Holding those in power accountable.
And giving a voice to the American taxpayers who are tired of being taken advantage of.
And speaking of voices.
There's one voice in particular that's taken notice of the Data Republican's work.
A voice that's known for shaking things up.
For speaking truth to power.
You're talking about Elon Musk, aren't you?
You know it.
The Doge father himself has stepped into the ring.
And he's got the Data Republican's back.
I still can't believe how it happened.
She was just tweeting out her findings.
You know, sharing her work with the world.
And suddenly,
Elon Musk retweets her.
Tells everyone to follow her.
Talk about a Twitter endorsement.
You know you've made it when the richest man in the world is amplifying your message.
It was a game changer, for sure.
Suddenly, everyone was talking about the Data Republican and the waste and corruption she was exposing.
And Elon didn't just stop at a retweet.
He even commented on some of her findings.
Particularly those canceled NIH grants.
Saying, not good uses of taxpayers' money.
Straight from the Doge father himself.
That's got a sting for the folks in Washington who thought they could keep their shady dealings under wraps.
They're not laughing now, that's for sure.
But you know, they're always going to be skeptics.
People who say, this data's been public for years, what's the big deal?
That's a fair point.
But the Data Republican addresses it head on.
She says it's not just about having the data.
It's about making it accessible and understandable.
It's about connecting the dots.
Revealing the patterns.
And presenting the information in a way that makes sense to ordinary people.
Exactly.
Because let's face it.
Most of us don't have the time or the expertise to wade through mountains of government data.
We need someone like the Data Republican to do the heavy lifting for us.
To shine a light on the swamp and show us what's really going on.
And you know what?
She's not stopping there.
This People Connection Project is about to get even more intense.
She's calling it her first truly high-cost initiative.
High cost?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Is she putting her own money on the line?
It sounds like it.
She's that committed to this mission.
To exposing the truth no matter the cost.
Wow, that's incredible.
She's risking everything to hold those in power accountable.
It's inspiring, really. It reminds us that even in this crazy world,
where the swamp seems to be winning,
there are still people out there who are willing to fight for what's right.
And that gives me hope.
Me too.
It really does.
But before we get too sentimental,
we've got to take another quick break.
Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with some final thoughts on the Data Republican and what her work means for the future of America.
And we're back, folks.
Welcome back, patriots, to the Daily DOHH Report.
We've been talking about the Data Republican.
This digital warrior taking on the swamp.
She's exposed wasted billions.
Fashionable grants.
And those cozy connections.
That make you wonder who's really running the show in Washington.
She's like a one-woman wrecking crew for the swamp.
Armed with data and algorithms.
And she's got Elon Musk cheering her on.
Which, let's be honest, makes her even more of a threat to the status quo.
Right.
It's like watching David take on Goliath.
Only this time David's got a Twitter account and a direct line to the Doge father.
But here's the thing, folks.
This isn't just about one programmer and her laptop.
It's bigger than that.
Way bigger.
It's about all of us.
It's about taking back our government.
And making those swamp creatures accountable for how they spend our hard-earned money.
And it's about demanding transparency.
We have a right to know what's going on behind closed doors.
Who's pulling the strings?
And how our tax dollars are being used.
And that's where the Data Republican's work comes in.
She's showing us that we don't have to be passive victims of the swamp.
You can fight back.
We can demand better.
Exactly.
She's giving us the tools and the information we need to hold those in power accountable.
And the best part is,
this approach isn't limited to the federal government.
Oh, you know it's not.
We can use these same tactics to expose waste and corruption at the state and local levels, too.
Imagine what we could uncover. If we started digging into those city council budgets or those school board contracts,
possibilities are endless.
We can have an army of data warriors.
Shining a light on every dark corner of government.
Think of it.
A grassroots movement of citizens armed with data and driven by a passion for transparency.
That's a revolution I can get behind.
But for now,
let's focus on what we can learn from the Data Republican and her incredible work.
One of the biggest takeaways for me is the importance of data literacy.
We need to be able to understand and interpret data if we want to hold those in power accountable.
Absolutely.
We can't just rely on talking heads or biased media outlets to tell us what's going on.
We need to be able to dig into the data ourselves and draw our own conclusions.
And the Data Republican's work shows us that it's possible.
She's taking complex data sets and making them understandable for everyday people.
It's like she's translating the swamp's secret language so we can all understand what they're really saying.
And once we understand what they're doing,
we can start demanding better.
We can demand more transparency, more accountability, and more responsible spending of our tax dollars.
So, folks, if you're feeling inspired by what you've heard today,
if you're ready to join the fight against the swamp,
I encourage you to check out the Data Republican's work online.
We'll post links in the show notes.
And remember, folks, this show is brought to you by a service-disabled veterans business.
Your support means the world to us.
That's right. We're veterans in the fight for transparency and accountability.
And we're not backing down.
So stay informed, stay engaged, and keep those questions coming.
Until next time.
This is the Daily DSH Report, signing off.
Yo, listen up. Here's the Dutch's rap. Trump and Musk, they got the plan. Big balls in the band. No shit to cut the slack. Bureaucracy, we're taking it back.